There's something really exciting about getting to the point of your life where you're ready to dream again. As if you were an alien dropped into this body, dropped into this life, and everything moving forward is just sheer possibility. Cheers, everyone, and welcome back to another coffee talk. Today, I am drinking out of my cactus mug. We are halfway through the month of August by the time this conversation goes live, and I am pulling out all of the cozy decor ready to revamp the station that I sit in to host these coffee talks. I've actually already changed it and then changed it back to summer mode and then changed it back to fall mode and then changed it back to summer mode. Best believe that I am jumping ahead of the game and getting a bunch of fall content ready for you guys, which is very exciting and not at all. Actually, it kind of is part of today's conversation. I'm already all over the place, but welcome to today's chat. I am sipping a vanilla almond milk latte. Let me know what you're drinking down below. And if you're just listening, then I hope you are sipping on something or enjoying something or driving to work, on a walk, I don't know, cleaning your house maybe, whatever you're doing where you have invited me into your space today, thank you. I hope you enjoy today's chat. So today I want to talk about something really personal and really near and dear to my heart that I myself am experiencing and going through. And then I want to open up the conversation on a wider scale because I think this is something that any human being feels or experiences at some point in their life. And it's finding the courage or unblocking yourself or taking any necessary steps to dream again.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I am in my Saturn return right now. Timing wise, it makes a lot of sense for me to be feeling and experiencing a lot of things I'm feeling and experiencing. Whether you believe in astrology or not, it does feel very symbolic and it connects a lot to the things that I'm feeling, like just not knowing what exactly I'm looking towards. And I do want to get into this aspect of the conversation too, where sometimes it is okay to just coast for a little bit and enjoy where you're at and not feel like you constantly have to be looking to the next chapter of your life. I actually started this year with a quote I found on Pinterest that was like, do you ever feel like you're constantly looking for the next step or worried about what's about to happen next that you forget to enjoy that what you're living in right now is what you used to hope for or what you used to dream about? So I want to hold space for that and know that part of my discomfort with feeling like, why wasn't I feeling dreamy? Why wasn't I feeling ambitious? And why couldn't I see what was next for me in my future? Part of that, I think, comes from the general discomfort of hustle culture that like you constantly need to be dreaming and they can't be like wholesome, humble dreams. They need to be like, you want to be the biggest this or the brightest that or the best this, you know? But there is this feeling I used to get that I've missed and I'm calling it back into my life now, regardless of what the stars say, regardless of what my planets say or anything of the sort. And actually, if anything, I think it's part of that going through that experience, whether it is symbolically or realistically, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like whether you believe in a Saturn return or you don't, I think part of my journey right now is calling back that energy, calling back permission to dream again. And so I want to talk about that today in case anybody else out there is feeling like you've been stuck in survival mode for a really long time, or maybe you've lost faith in yourself or lost faith in the world, or you just have forgotten how to dream or have forgotten what it's like to want something for yourself, to call forth what your life could be. And not from a place of lack, in my opinion. I think it has to come from a place of abundance, from a place of excitement, from a place of curiosity. Like when you really let yourself play with what could be possible, that's where the fun comes in with dreaming with your life. If you're dreaming solely from a place of not feeling good enough, or dreaming what you think you should based on society or what you think will get you accepted or likable, I think that's where dreaming becomes draining. For those curious, today I am painting my nails the color Sweet Pea from QO Evergreen Plant-Based Nail Color. It's always been part of my nature to wonder what could be. I can never accept things for as they are. I always assume that we have more power than we really give ourselves credit for. And the reason why I believe that is because, well, for one, I'm very experience-based. So I've had experiences before where I've dreamt of something and then I thought or had the energy of, well, might as well try. I mean, if it doesn't work out, then it's not gonna work out. But if it's what I really want, then I might as well just go for it and see what happens. And then I've had that anecdotal experience multiple times of seeing that thing come into fruition. And it might not have been exactly the way I've dreamt of it, but pretty darn close. I've had a lot of experiences of knowing exactly what I want and then dreaming about it and then letting myself try. Just letting myself be curious enough to put in some energy and put in some time and see if it's gonna happen. Sometimes being in survival mode can make us a little cynical. And then when you try and dream from that place, you're just gonna feel really limited and really blocked. At least that's been my experience. And then you get frustrated, or I get frustrated with myself because nothing's ever gonna turn out well. You know, it's just going through a bit of a rough patch. But dreaming is important to me because when I'm not in a place where I feel creative and curious about the future, in a lot of ways, I don't feel like myself. And so I'll give myself the space to honor and accept that in this last little bit where I haven't been dreaming as much, that I was going through so much, not just personally, but also in a transformative way, like my role on the planet and as a person and my responsibilities and priorities have very much shifted. And so I had to let the dust kind of settle there to really see who I was on the other side. I'm getting excited about the idea of dreaming again. And in doing so, I'm really pulling the blocks out of my own mind that have been stopping me lately from feeling like I can. The whole point of having a dream is giving yourself the hope for possibility, is rehashing the curiosity within yourself. It's giving yourself the opportunity to make a bet on yourself, to take a chance on yourself, and to put yourself out there and to see what could be possible.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you've gone through a phase recently where you feel like you haven't been able to dream, and it's specifically come after feeling like you've had to mourn or let go of a dream that you originally had, then I can really empathize with you and I get that feeling. But there is a process that comes with mourning the dreams that you've had to let go of. And if you haven't let them go yet, maybe you've accepted that they're not gonna happen, but accepting something isn't gonna happen and actually letting go are very different things. There still has to come this grief and this mourning process when you let go of dreams that you're no longer going to see all of the way through. And a little bit of breathing room when you're going through that, if you were to plant 10 seeds in a garden in one space, all of them won't have enough room to breathe. So you want the strongest seeds that are going to bear you the most fruit to thrive. And sometimes that means that other seeds that you planted that may have even sprouted, that may have even just gotten to the point of beginning to bear fruit, sometimes those ones need to wither away. The garden bed is your life, your resources of time and energy on this planet. The seeds you're planting are the dreams you're planting. Yes, it would be nice to have enough space, to have enough resources of time and energy to see all 10 seeds come into fruition. But for most of us, we're lucky to even see one seed come into full fruition. That withering and dying process, give it time, give it space. Let the plant wither, dig it out, give it a little like ceremony of goodbye, you know, honor it. Honor it for what it was and what it gave you and the inspiration, the motivation, whatever it is, but don't linger on it for too long. You can plant something new, and this is where the fun's gonna come in. Yes, there might be a process in between that where you're still mourning the plant that's gone, that you just don't even have the capacity, time, the inspiration, the energy to even know what to plant there next. All the space left in your garden is just sheer possibility, and you can plant whatever you want, my darling. You have to get inspired again. The dreaming process is so fun because it's so in your own hands. It's so within your own control. And when you do brush up against your limitations, when you do brush up against perspectives that are keeping you blocked, that is where your work is. It allows you to take yourself out of the box you've maybe put yourself in recently, no matter how long you've been in that box, and try something different, try something new, get into a new environment or try a new experience or be around different people. My biggest tip of all, when you get back into a place of feeling ready to dream again, is to go about all of it through the mindset of curiosity. That is what will keep it fun. Because when you're just curious, if it comes back to like one of the first self-development books that I ever read was You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. It was back in 2013. This part of the book, there's a couple parts of the book that will always stick with me. But for having read it 10 years ago now, this always stays in my mind. And it's the stay curious concept, because it's all about, I wonder what would happen if I went for it. I just want to see what will play out if I just did this, you know? And going about life that way is so much more fun, because if things don't work out or they work out in an entirely different way than you had originally dreamt of, it's no sweat off your back. You were just gonna see what would happen anyway, right? Like, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket and needing things to look a certain way. Anyone can tell you, you can tell yourself that if you don't do it, you know exactly what will happen. Nothing. So anything above nothing happening is fun, and much more fun than nothing, right? So why not go into it with a curious attitude and a creative attitude and just kind of roll with the punches, see what's gonna happen as you go. Whew. So now that we've discussed all of this, what is coming down the pipeline? What is the big dreamy cloud bubble above my head today? I can't explain to you the feeling I have when I think about the things that I finally feel excited about again. I don't feel so much pressure like I originally did, and I think that was part of a time consumption thing as well, and feeling like it overlapped with, I had originally intended on taking a year of really slowing down, really stepping back, really embracing motherhood, not trying to do any big projects, and I was just like, I was so anxious, sweaty, and stressed trying to do that on top of a big giant brand, like rebranding. It was really activating a part of my mind, a part of my fight or flight response that feels like I would be missing an opportunity to not like jump on that rebrand right away, because so many people were like, what's going on and why is this happening? And I'm here to support you. And then like, I felt like I was like flopping by not doing something big and grand right away, even though it directly went and contradicted my intentions for this year. So I don't have any regrets in hindsight. I just, understand now, perhaps on an energetic level, why I couldn't see the vision, why I felt like I couldn't get to a place where I was excited about my rebrand or I was excited about the things I had coming. Like, it was a long and treacherous journey to get here. And I kept feeling like, am I just like, should I just step off of the internet? Like, should I just be like done and out? Because like nothing seems to be going right. Nothing seems to be clicking into place. There just seems to be so much like tension and so many obstacles in my way every time I keep trying. Like, it wasn't a fun process for me at all. I'm very excited to be getting to a place where things are almost ready. Things are almost coming together. I'm about to relaunch my website, which is really exciting to me because that has put me back into a place of writing again. Being in a world that is all of my own creation, it took me so long. Like, I got to a place where I felt really blocked and stuck in the book, and I just dropped it. I left it. As soon as I became pregnant, it became really hard for me to be in that place. And again, in hindsight, I get it now, but it's so frustrating when you're experiencing that and you're in it and you're just like, I want to, but I can't think. Like, I can't be creative. I can't come up with the storyline. None of it makes sense. And it's like, of course not, because my soul was fully drawn to something else. It was fully drawn into pregnancy and moving into motherhood and a completely different and very, very once in a lifetime transition to go through. The hustle culture and society at large makes it feel like everything is in such a time pressure cooker and you have to be doing like 10 things at once to get all the things done that you need to. Life is a lot longer than you think, okay? The days especially, how long does a day feel for you? Think about how many things you do in a day. Let yourself own and just say it, even if you don't wholeheartedly believe it yet, you will the more you say it. Life is long. You've got lots of time to do the things you want to do. Embrace the chapter of life that you're in. Embrace the dream that you are currently in and seeing into fruition. Know that you don't have to shove everything into your garden at once. You have time to plant next season. You have time to plant next year. Just breathe. And let your soul guide you along your dreaming journey. Even with my podcast, I've recently been booking in a lot more interviews and getting really inspired to interview people because it's how I enjoy hosting this space, even though the first few interviews have felt very like, you know, just being new at something and being awkward and cautious and all over the place and chaotic, but it's fine because again, it's fun. It's just like, nothing is as make or break as we make it seem. You know, they're just fun dreams and you're just trying them out and you're just seeing what happens. At least that's where I'm at right now. And then of course I have some personal dreams too that I would love to see again come into fruition over the next 5 years, but I've got time. I got lots of time. You've got lots of time. Let me ask you this before I close out our conversation today. Really sit with this. Take a deep breath if you can, if it feels right for you. What dream has been calling to you lately? It's been sitting on your mind. It's what you think about when you don't even realize you're thinking about it. It's what excites you. It's what makes you feel hopeful for the future. What does that dream look like to you? Can you let yourself have it? And if not, why? Why can't you? And I get that there are limitations. We all have to pay our bills. We all have to do our due diligence and step up to our responsibilities that are already currently in our life. We already have to tend to the plants that are already resting in our garden, right? But when you think about what else you could plant in that open space that's still there, you still have got time, you still have energy. And let me again reiterate, you've got lots of time. You don't have to fill it if you don't feel ready yet. But let yourself dream of what you could plant and let yourself have fun with it and be curious and just enjoy the process. There's a little bit of a rebellious streak in me that loves seeing people that do something so outside of what is expected of them or what is the norm. So use that energy, harvest that energy, like be a little bit of a rebel, go for it, try it out. I feel like I've been sitting so awkwardly. I'm wearing jean shorts today because we really are at the end of summer here and it is piping hot. Thank you guys so much for having today's chat with me. I do have a lot coming, and with that, I'm always so terrible at like self-promoting because it always feels just so icky. I don't like to feel like a salesman just being like, don't forget to subscribe and like and rate. But When I don't do that though, that takes a hit on my own dreams. So if you ever do enjoy, I would never ask you if you didn't, but if you do ever get something out of these conversations, it is very, very helpful for me as a content creator to engage and just thumbs it up if you don't feel like commenting. Commenting always really helps because then I feel like I can further connect with anybody that does hang out in my corner of the internet. I do appreciate all of you that do reach out and comment, all of you that are part of the membership group, you already know. If you are listening to the audio podcast, these podcast episodes go up in video form that you can watch over on YouTube on the Kaylin's Coffee Talks and Flows. I also post the odd YouTube flow, so it's like stretching and talking at the same time, if that intrigues you at all. And there's memberships hosted there as well where you can join for bonus content every week. And like I mentioned, lots of stuff that will be coming this fall that I'm really excited to share with you guys too. So yeah, I hate selling all of the stuff that I do because I never want you to feel like you're just like a consumer. I know that the people listening, whether it's your ears or your eyes that are consuming this content right now, like I know that you're a human being on the other side of this. That's my little spiel about please support. And other than that, wow, I feel weird. I just feel like I just was such a millennial about that. Actually, why is it so cringy to be a millennial nowadays? Is this just because the younger generations are starting to just like outshine us? Thanks for hanging out, and I will talk to all of you guys in our next Coffee Talk podcast episode. Bye, everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.